It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at Crestview High School, and we thank you for listening to Fort Recovery Radio. The very first game of the season for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. The boys start tomorrow. The JV team for the Lady Indians is freshman Brenna Homan. She's 5'1". Paige Fortkamp, also a freshman, 5'8". Macy Day, a sophomore, 5'1". Allie Vaughn, a freshman, 5'8". Kiara Wendell at 5'5". Lydia Winning at 5'5". Lydia is a sophomore. Kiara is a freshman. Hope Wendell, freshman at 5'7". And Elena Evers, also a freshman at 5'8". And those are the players on the team. We'll come back in just a minute or so with the starters and the beginning of the game. Back right after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back from Crestview High School, the Crestview Lady Knights and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. For Fort Recovery, the starters will be number 4, Brenna Homan, number 5, Paige Fortkamp. Those are both freshmen. Number 13, Macy Day. She was out a lot of last year with a wrist injury. She's a sophomore. Number 14, Allie Vaughn, a freshman. And number 30, Hope Wendell, also a freshman, starting for the Lady Indians. For the Crestview Knights, it'll be Mandy Mackey, number 10. Number 12, Kaylee Wolford. Number 22, Reagan Hammonds. 24, Lizzie Bowen. And number 30, Lauren Black. And it looks like Kaylee Wolford and Paige Fortkamp will be doing the jump. And it goes to the Crestview Lady Knights. They'll bring it up court. Some of the numbers are a little tough to read here, so you have to bear with me. Mandy Mackey with the ball. Inside to number 12, Kaylee Wolford. Back out to Mackey over in the corner. Into Mackey again, out on the corner, and Wolford down underneath. Now to Mackey, to 24, Lizzie Bowen, back on the left wing. Inside to number 22, Reagan Hammonds, stolen by the Indians. And Allie Vaughn brings it up over to Brenna Homan, back to Vaughn on the right wing, to Macy Day on the in the right corner. Back to Macy. Inside to Vaughn. Back out to Paige Fortkamp at the top of the key. Off to the right. And rebound by Reagan Hammonds for the Lady Knights. Out to Mandy Mackey. Out at the top of the key. To the right to Lizzie Bowen. She dribbles out to the top of the key. Steal, but a foul for Allie Vaughn. A little bit of contact there, so they call the foul. It'll be an out of bounds for the Lady Knights. Lizzie Bowen will take it out of bounds, guarded by Macy Day. She'll get it to number 30, Lauren Black. She dribbles around near center court. Over to Mackey in the corner. She dribbles to the foul line to Bowen in the corner again, to the right corner. Knocked out of bounds by the Indians. And Crestview Lady Knights JV will take it out under their own basket. Lizzie Bowen gets it in. Mackey has it, goes, dribbles to the foul line, kicks over to Lauren Black, back out to Mackey, backs up near center court. Over to Lizzie Bowen on the right-hand side, inside to number 12, Kaylee Wolford. Goes up for the shot, and she's fouled. That foul is on Allie Vaughn. That would be her second. So Allie, pretty good defensive player, but they're calling a few fouls on her, a little aggressive maybe. So foul shot's up, no good. If you're just joining us, 4:02 left, still 0-0, no score here in the first quarter of the JV contest here at Convoy, Crestview Knights. The second shot, a couple of dribbles, up, and no good. Kaylee Wolford misses them both, still 0-0, just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Holman over to Day, to Fortkamp, over to Hope Wendell. She misses one, and Crestview with the rebound. Pass quickly ahead, and Kaylee Wolford with a long three-pointer. And the Knights, Lady Knights, lead 3-0 here with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Indians have it. Macy Day with the pass. Someone stepped in front of her as she was going, and she held up but dragged her foot. So a travel, and the Lady Knights will take it out. It'll be Wolford into Mackey. She'll dribble it across center court. At dribbles or passes into Mackey and inside to number 30, Lauren Black, and that's up and in, and it's 5-0. And Lydia Winning is in for the Indians now. Fortkamp has it to Hope. Getting Donnie's girls mixed up. Out to Macy Day. Gets away from her, retrieves it, over to Fortkamp on the left wing. Brenna dribbles over, but it's 3 seconds on Lydia Winning. Haven't seen that called for a while, but so looks like these guys are going to call that. So 2:41 left. Indians are down 5-0, and Mackey will bring it across center court for the Crestview Lady Knights. Over to Wolford on the left side. She back to Mackey on the left wing. Over in the right corner to, can't read her number. Mackey back out on the right wing. Over to Hammonds. Back to Mackey at the top of the key again. Setting up the offense. She's doing a little carrying of the ball, but they're not calling it. A lot of people do that, but that one was, there's a couple of them that were pretty bad. She held the ball for almost a second in the air. It's balls over to Wolford on the left key. She drives in, kicks back out to Hammonds, to Mackey, back out at the top. Very patient. They've taken almost a minute off the clock here on this possession. Mackey at the top of the key again, knocked away by Macy Day, picked up by Bowen, back to Wolford. Wolford drives into the lane, turns, and a travel. She kind of leaned back. The Crestview fans were hoping for a foul, but it really wasn't. She just leaned back and lost her balance. Indians take it out underneath the Crestview basket. Macy Day will bring it up with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Indians down 5-0. Macy at the top of the key. Goes to the right side. Hope Wendell to Fortkamp. Up, no good. A good-looking shot, but it did not go. Rebound the Knights. Mackey with the ball brings it up into the corner to Bowen. back out to Mackey, cross court to Wolford. Wolford drives in, kicks back out to Bowen. Bowen dribbles around, goes to the right wing, inside to number 22, Reagan Hammonds, and it's 7-0 with 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Indians with the ball. Macy Day brings it across center court, over to Brenna. Brenna to Fortkamp. Fortkamp into Hope Wendell, and the Indians are on the scoreboard 7-2 with 25 seconds left. Mackey bringing the ball down for the Lady Knights. We're here in Convoy, and Indians are down 7-2. About 12 seconds left here in the first quarter. Lauren Black with the ball, dribbling. 8 seconds. Mackey over to Wolford. Wolford shoots one, getting kind of desperate. That's off the top of the backboard, and we've played a quarter. The Indians are down 7-2. We'll be back right after this.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Crestview. Indians down 7-2, beginning the second quarter. Indians have the ball. Hope Wendell will take the ball out. Official blows the whistle, gets it to her into Brenna Homan. Homan dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Allie Vaughn, to Day, to Brenna. Brenna drives in and gets fouled on the pass going to Macy Day. So it'll be the first foul on Crestview. The Indians have two, and Allie Vaughn has both of them. She's back in now, starting the second quarter. Ball into Macy Day. She'll dribble around to the top of the key. Passes off to Homan on the left wing. Drives to the foul line to Macy, to Hope Wendell, to Allie Vaughn. She passes in. Nice give and go. Missed, but shots up for Elenia Evers. And I missed what the call is, but must have been a travel, but because Crestview Knights got the ball. I thought it might be a foul, but that was not the case. So Mackey, that's Mandy Mackey, M-A-C-K-I. She is a 5-foot freshman. She's listed at 5. I'd say she's more like 4'8". But Crestview Knights, shot from the top of the key by Lizzie Bowen. Missed, rebounded by the Indians. Macy Day brings it down to Homan. Inside to Evers, no good. Rebound by Bowen for the Knights to Mackey. She has it out where she usually is, standing on the crest out there in the crest view in the middle of the floor. Mackey with the ball on the left wing now to the top of the key, over to Bowen. Bowen with a long three, no good. Macy Day with the rebound. 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Indians down 7-2. Allie Vaughn with a three-pointer. Nope, they called it two. Looked like three, but they called it a two. So it's 7-4 now, Indians. 4:15 to go here. Missed shot by number 20, Lexi Dahl for Crestview. Rebound, Indians. Vaughn shot up, no good. Rebound by Bowen for the Knights. Mackey with the ball. She brings it up and tipped away by Macy Day, but they're going to call a foul. And looks like we're going to have a timeout. I believe that Jeff Vaughn called a timeout. Yep, they are going to a timeout, and we will too. We'll be back right after this.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco.
And we're back here at Crestview High School. 3 minutes, 59 seconds left in the first half. Indians down 7-4. We've made two twos. Allie Vaughn with a nice two just to get us sort of back close again here just a couple of seconds ago. And back in bounds, Lexi Dole takes a three-pointer for Crestview with a miss. Lydia Winning brings ball up court over to Homan. To Fort Camp, back to Winning on the right wing. Homan at the top of the key. To Fort Camp, she dribbles down to the left corner. Back out to the top. To Winning. To Fort Camp from the corner. No good. Rebound Crestview. And number 30, Lauren Black, is bringing the ball up now. The Mackey is not in the game, taking a rest. Number 14, Brina Grace. And a long shot by Lauren Black. And it's a two-pointer. And the Crestview Knights lead 9-4 with just over 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Homan on the right wing to Allie Vaughn at the top of the key into Wendell. Underneath, good shot, but didn't go in. Rebound and a little bit of a scrum, a jump ball. Indians had the ball to begin the quarter, so Crestview gets the ball here. 2:52 left in the second quarter. Indians down 9-4 to the Crestview Lady Knights. First contest of the season. And it's Black over to Grace. Inside to Hammonds. Up, no good. So the Indians will take the ball out of bounds. I believe that they called the Crestview Knights for kicking the ball. I did not see it, but that looks like what he called there. Anyway, the Indians have it, and it is Vaughn to Winning. Winning at the top of the key. Goes inside to Vaughn, tipped away. Crestview with the ball. And I can't see who has the ball here. I can't see her number. Oh, it's number 30. It is Lauren Black with the ball. Out to Lexi Dull at the top of the key. Over to Black on the left wing. Back to Dull at the foul line. She dribbles inside. Goes up and traveled. She really... It wasn't even a strong shot, but she was out of control, kind of stumbled, and so the Indians have the ball. Homan brings it up. Minute 58 left in the second quarter. Over to Fort Camp on the left wing. And whistle. And a foul, I think. I didn't see him call a number of the foul. He's something about pushing, but I didn't see anybody give the officials a number, but that is their third foul. So apparently it was a foul. It's a out of bounds foul. Lydia Winning into Brenna Homan at the top of the key. Brenna over to Fort Camp on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Winning on the left wing. Fort Camp on the right wing. Inside to Wendell. And down to Allie Vaughn on the coming down the lane, and the Indians are now down 9-6 with a minute 30 left here in the first half. 24 for The Lady Knights with a shot, Lizzie Bowen, and misses it. Rebound, and looks like a foul on the Indians. And they're on the opposite side of me, so they're I can't see who the foul is on because he's holding his hands, his numbers up, but he is standing between me and the numbers. And Coach Vaughn is kind of questioning that, but I believe it might have been on Macy Day. But Crestview takes it out into Mackey, who's back in the game. A small, very quick, sharp passer, ball handler for the Knights. Over to Bowen, to number 30, Lauren Black, throws up a shot, grazes the rim and goes out of bounds. Indians ball, minute 2 left, 9-6 is your score. Indians down by 3 here in the second quarter. Fort Camp on the left wing over to Day, and then back to Fort Camp, and she puts one in, and it's 9-8. Now Indians down 1 with 40 seconds left here in the second quarter, and they will take a 30-second timeout, and we'll take one with them back in just a minute.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back at Crestview, and we're joined here by Mr. Steve Stone. Well, we will be shortly. He's getting his head set on. Crestview takes it out. 42 seconds left here in the second quarter. Mackey with the ball brings it across center court to the foul line for Wolford. Goes inside.
Has the ball blocked.
Yep. And Wendell gets away from her. Mackey with the ball. 23 seconds left. Brings it back down. Dribbles to the corner. Out to, can't see your number.
Number 30.
Back to Mackey in the left corner.
Indians trailing by 1. 9-8.
Shot up, no good. And Fort Camp with the shot. Might have been in time, probably not, but doesn't matter. About 5 feet short from the far end. So we've played a half. It is Crestview Lady Knights 9, Fort Recovery Lady Indians 8. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll talk a little bit with Steve Stone here.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here from Crestview. We don't have our stat crew here, so we don't have stats for you. Having a little trouble reading the scoreboard. They do have the scoreboard that gives you the points, but there's a post right between me and them, and I can't see any of it. I can see that there's one foul on Macy Day. They don't have number 14 up there, but Ollie Vaughn has two fouls. So I believe each team had three fouls in the first half. So I think that is the sum total of our fouls, which would be one for Macy Day and two for Ollie Vaughn, but not certain on that. And I can't read any of the numbers for scoring, so a little tough to do that. And I do want to remind you of a couple of things that we're doing here. The Well, I don't have my notes here that I wanted to have, but we are going to be, right after the game, we're going to join In Progress, one of the, I believe it's Division 3, I believe, from Canton, one of the division, one of the football finals. I believe it's Division 3, and I don't have my notes here with me. Thought I did, but there will be a promo here. We'll play in just a minute, and it gives you all the things. But we're gonna broadcast all or part of every one of the seven championship football games from Canton. Tonight is one that starts at 7:30. I'm not sure what stations are carrying that. It is not local teams, but I do believe some local stations that you can get on terrestrial radio will be covering that. So you could hear the beginning of that if you want, instead of our girls basketball broadcast, but this is a lot better for us. But after the game, we'll be joining that game In Progress through the end of that game. And then tomorrow morning at 9:30, we'll come on the air for the Minster game. Minster's at the kickoff is at 10 a.m. on Friday, and Marion kicks off at 10 a.m. on Saturday. We'll have both of those games on Fort Recovery Radio, and all the others. There's the game tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Broadcast starts at 9:30, and the 3 o'clock game will come on the air at 2:30 for that. And then there's the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night. Tonight it's at 7:30 start, but tomorrow night it's an 8 o'clock start. The broadcast starts at 7:30, but we'll be playing, the boys will be playing St. Mary, so we'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver's coverage of that till that's over. Then we'll go to the finish of that game tomorrow night, and then 10, 3, and 8 again on Saturday. The 10 o'clock game will get most of that in, and that'll be Marion Local's game. And again, this will be the official OHSAA broadcasts that will be running on Fort Recovery Radio. So we'll run as much of that as we can before we start the noon game with the girls on Saturday. And that, I don't have that one with me either. I left a couple of things back somewhere, but the girls play at noon on Saturday, and then the 3 o'clock game, we may be joining that In Progress depending on how late the girls games go, and then that should be finished before we start at the boys game at Greenville Saturday night. And then I do know that the late game, the last game on Saturday night, is Trotwood Madison, if you're interested in that. That is the 8 o'clock game, and we'll join that In Progress probably around halftime, so depending on how long the boys game goes. So did you go over and get a couple of stats there, Steve? Let me turn you on here. Sorry.
Yes, no problem. I got the stats here for the first half, at least the points I've got for the first half. The junior varsity game here for Crestview, I've got Kaylee Wolford, and she has 3 points. Reagan Hammonds, she's got 2 points. And Lauren Black, their guard, she has got 4 points for Crestview. And for our Lady Indians, I've got Brenna Homan. She's got 2. Paige Fortcamp has 2. Allie Vaughn's got 2. And Hope Wendell has 2. So that makes our 8 points there for the Indians. And we're trailing by 1. They've got 9 points. So kind of a slow start, I think, here a little bit for both teams.
Yeah.
First game of the year. So
The ball handling's been a little sloppy, but not bad.
Feeling the teams out, and first time out playing another team here. So
yep. So let's take a real quick break, and this will be the actual recording of the games that we're going to be broadcasting for the OHSAA football. And again, they'll all be either in
total or partial, depending on our girls' and boys' basketball schedules, and they will all be in our archives, so you can listen to them later if you want. So back in just a minute right after this.
This year, Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting all of the OHSAA's broadcasts of state championship football games from Canton. Some of the games will be interrupted by our Indians girls and boys basketball games, but all seven games will be in our archives in their entirety. Thursday night after the girls' basketball opener, we'll join the Division II game in progress between 13-1 Akron Archbishop Hoban and 13-1 Cincinnati Winton Woods. On Friday, we'll broadcast the Division VII championship game at 10 a.m. with the 10-4 Minster Wildcats taking on the 12-1 Cuyahoga Heights Redskins. At 3 o'clock, we'll broadcast the Division V championship game between two undefeated teams, Wheelersburg and Pemberville Eastwood. On Friday night, after the boys' game with St. Mary's, we'll join the Division I championship game in progress featuring two 13-1 teams, Pickering Central and Mentor. On Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., we'll broadcast as much of the Division VI Marion Local versus Kirtland game as we can before we begin our girls' JV basketball coverage at noon. Then on Saturday afternoon at 3, we'll broadcast the Division IV championship game with 13-1 Clinton Massey taking on 14-0 Steubenville. Then on Saturday night, we'll join the Division III game in progress after our boys' basketball game at Greenville featuring 14-0 Trotwood Madison and 13-1 Dresden Tri-Valley. Listen live to all of the state championship football games with the OHSAA's official broadcasts right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of OHSAA championship football.
And we're back here at Crestview in Convoy, Ohio, Crestview High School, and Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Oh, is it?
Ray Etzler Gymnasium.
Oh, yeah, I see that now. Ray Etzler.
Is that in relation to Chuck?
He is Chuck's cousin, He was an unbelievably good basketball player. I got the chance to see him play.
What years would that have been?
It'd have been the late 50s, early 60s. Okay. Maybe. I got to see him play when he was about 35 or 40 years old. Kathy Etzler's dad, Mason Springer, did a Renko Trophy tournament of semi-pro older players. Kevin Dilworth played a couple of years in it, and we came up and watched him. Ray Etzler had about a 30-foot set shot that he basically never missed, and he was 40 years old. And he was and he was a coach up here for years, just a legend and a really outstanding person. He was just a very nice guy, and he was Chuck's cousin and just a I didn't know him but I knew for sure who he was, and you know, spoke to him a couple of times, but he wouldn't have any idea. I was just some smart aleck kid at that time. So.
Well, some things never change.
Yeah, except that I'm not a kid anymore. So yeah, Ray Etzler Jim, and he was just an outstanding person and a great coach. So, and it's very fitting that it would be the Ray Etzler Jim. And his son was the one that played at Ohio State.
That was his boy.
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now, but that was his son. That was back in the 80s, I think, something like that. So yeah, that was Ray's son that played at Ohio State. He wasn't as good as Ray, but he's pretty good.
Starting the second half here. Indians trailing by 1-9-8. Nice drive by Brenna Holman. That was Brenna, right?
Yes.
Yep. Takes the ball to the hole.
Yep.
Gets the basket and shooting one. Indians now up by 1. 10-9, and Brenna's going to be trying to make it 11-9.
And if any of you heard Coach Patch on Sports Talk last night, we do have Kiera Wendell in the game. She's going to play. You're allowed to play five quarters per night. She's going to play one quarter of JV and be eligible for all five quarters of the varsity game.
Four quarters.
So she'd get five quarters, and they want to get her as much playing time as they can. So,
yeah, I've heard lots of good things about her. I've seen her play a couple of scrimmages, but it's going to be exciting to watch her.
Yep. So we got Mackey with the ball into Regan Hammonds.
turns around, makes a bucket. So it is 11-10. Indians scored earlier while I was jabbering. Got Macy Day over to Fort Camp, to Holman at the foul line, to Macy Day, over to Kiara Wendell.
We're going to have to come up with different names for Kiara and Key, and they're too close. We're going to be stumbling over them all the time.
We'll be okay.
When they're in the varsity, we'll just call the little one Kiki. I've heard people call her Kiki.
Oh, okay. That'll work for me. So, is that...
Kiki got fouled.
Yeah, so she's at the foul line. Indians down a point. That bounces around, hits the rim twice, and goes out. So one more shot to tie it up. 4:58 left here in the third quarter. Up and off the rim. Rebound by Wolford for the Knights. Over to Mackey. And in the corner to
travel
to Lauren Black. She couldn't decide if she was passing or shooting, so she traveled.
So turnover Crestview. Here yep. We go. Back the other way with Kiki bringing the ball up.
She'll dribble out near the, between the center court and the foul line to Holman. Today, back to Kiki.
Good ball movement.
To Fort Camp for a three-pointer. And that's up and in.
Nothing but net.
13-11. Indians lead. Just under 4.5 to go.
Good ball movement by the Indians right
yes.
there.
Yes. Yes, it was. And Mackey with the ball out away from the basket. Straight away. And dribbles down to the right side to Black in the corner. She dribbles back out to the top of the key. 14, Grace with a shot.
Up and
misses.
No good.
And Kiki over to Macy Day in the corner. Just missed. Rebound Knights. And Brenna Holman working hard to get the ball. Gets a little contact. So
called her on the reach.
Yep. So 3:52 left in the third quarter. Indians up by two now. First lead of the game.
13-11.
Yep.
Indians showing full court pressure right here.
Yeah. Bowen into Mackey. Mackey to Dahl. She dribbles across and loses the ball.
Stolen Holman. By Holman and tied up. Jump ball.
So Holman and Mackey both have it, and that will be the Knights ball. Bowen will take it out at center court. She'll get it in probably to Mackey. Nope. Mackey's covered, so gets it into Hammonds. She'll bring it across center court. Now to Mackey. Way out on the right wing. She'll dribble around to top of the key. Over to Bowen on the left side. She goes down underneath to Wolford.
Nice pick and roll there by the Crestview Knights, and gets the ball low, and number 12 gets fouled, and she's going to go to the line. That's Wolford, and she's going to shoot two.
Yeah, looks like Kiki might have got the foul on that.
Nope, they called it on Wendell.
Okay.
That's her first.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I was looking backwards, I think.
Hope Wendell got the foul, and that's just her first foul. So both teams here in the second half both have two fouls.
So Wolford, second one up and in, and we're tied at 13, 3:26 left in the third quarter. Kiki Wendell bringing it up.
And Jeff Fawn decided to take a full timeout here.
We will take a timeout with him, and we'll be back right after this.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
For Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Well, why did you call?
To make sure you still have something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back. Fort Recovery's ball out of bounds. And
Brenna Homan kicks it into Paige and then back to Brenna.
Back over to Hope Wendell. Underneath, back to her.
Nice.
Up and in. And Indians lead 15-13, 3:08 left. And Mackey brings the ball down for Crestview. Into the corner to Hammonds. Back out to Mackey.
Indians kind of
over to Black. Back to Mackey.
Playing a little man-to-man there. And Brenna stole the ball and then lost it.
Yeah, she couldn't get the handle on it. She leaned in and got it, but she couldn't get a good hold of it.
Good defense by the Indians.
Yep.
Shot up and rebound by Crestview. So they're going to give it a whirl again.
Mackey back out on the left key, dribbles out to top of the key. She'll go over in the corner to Dull. She's looking, dribbles out to the foul line. Back to Mackey at the top of the key. Over to Hammonds. Back out to Mackey. Out near center court. Again, she does a lot of dribbling out there, looking, waiting for things to go. Bowen dribbles over to the foul line.
Errant pass there by the Knights, throws it out of bounds.
Yes.
Good, tremendous defense by the Indians.
Yeah, she tried to pass it over to Mackey, but it was kind of over her head and way away from her.
Yep. So good man-to-man defense.
I think she was anticipating Mackey making a move, and she didn't. So it is.
Now, is that man-to-man or girl-to-girl defense?
Girl-to-girl, I think.
Okay.
So Lydia winning into Kiki. Kiki drives in.
Drives in, draws a foul. She's going to be shooting two. She's fast.
Yeah. They have her listed at 5'5", but she looks a little taller than that. Maybe she isn't. But
she's young.
Yes.
Young and skinny. She's going to still be growing.
Yep. I wouldn't be mad if she got to be 6'5".
No,
I'm sure that's
be
not going to happen, but misses the first.
No, I've seen her dad. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they can give her some special vitamins or something. Make her grow. I don't think she'll need it. She's going to be a great basketball player for us.
Great hustle by Brenna Homan to get the rebound.
Yep, missed shot. Indians still lead 15-13 with a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. Lydia Winning in the right corner. Dribbles in toward the basket. Up. And around the rim and in.
Strong drive there on the baseline.
Indians up by four now. And the Knights bring it down with Lauren Black out of the top of the key. Mackey is out of the game right now. So Black is handling the ball. Dahl has it over to Black again. Inside to Hammonds.
Good move by Hammond.
Up and in. And the Indians lead down to 2, 17-15 with a minute 10 left to go here in quarter number 3. It's Fort Camp over to Brenna Homan on the left side. Yeah, probably was a travel, but she put the ball down pretty quickly.
Nice Kiki move by Kiki.
Did not go in.
Couldn't get it to fall.
Rebound Knights.
Great move.
52 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Indians leading by 2, 17-15.
Yep. Black over to Bowen on the left wing. She'll dribble to the foul line. And back over to Wolford. She'll drive in and miss the shot. Indians with the rebound. And
ball
tried to pass
away.
It. And the Crestview Knights get it. Nice move by Bowen.
She gets fouled by, I think. Did she get fouled by? Anyhow, she's going to go to the line and shoot two. She got hacked in the act of shooting. They called that on 20 for us, which is Kiki.
Yep. So she has two fouls, I believe, or maybe just one. They have her at one on the board, but I think she had another one. maybe not. So, anyway, she'll only be playing the one quarter here for the JVs. So, make a couple of substitutions. And back at the line is number 12, Wolford, for the Knights. 22 seconds. And she makes the second one. It's 17-16. Indians with a one-point lead with 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it's Holman over to Kiki Wendell at the top of the key, over to Winning, down to Lauren Day.
She drives, has the ball knocked away, and it stays with the Indians with just a little under
6.97 seconds
left.
So Indians with a one-point lead with the ball. Wendell into Macy Day.
Get in there.
Macy puts it up, a nice shot, but doesn't go. And it's off the Knights with 2.5 seconds left.
Yep, 2.5 seconds. The Indians can still get a good shot
here.
Yeah,
if we can get we can do a little move and get somebody open here, get a screen. So pass in, kicked. Didn't ever get in inbounds. Brenna trying to pass it in, trying to get something going here so we can get an open shot here with 2.5 seconds. And in, tipped by Crestview, grab. And that's the end of quarter number three with the Indians now leading 17-16. We'll be back right after these messages.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether...
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
And we're back here, getting ready for the fourth quarter. And the Indians leading 17-16 over the Crestview Lady Knights.
Hanging on to a one-point lead here. Pretty evenly matched in the second half here.
Yeah. Kiara Wendell came in and I think made a difference there.
She definitely missed
four foul shots, 4 out of 4, but she added a little hustle. I think they're more used to playing with her in there maybe. And a lot of girls maybe are playing out of position when she's not in there, but they'll get used to that. Allie Vaughn has the ball on the right wing to Hope, over to Lydia Winning on the left wing. Allie Vaughn underneath.
Kind of a mishandled pass there. Yep. And Allie, I think she grabbed the ball, but her foot was on baseline. So yep. Turnover Indians.
Yep. So they've got Mackie back in the game for the Knights, handling the ball. She's on the left wing. She'll dribble out to her normal position there at the volleyball line out center court. Over to Dahl on the left side. Down to the corner to Wolford. Up, no good.
Way short.
Nice rebound,
by Holman. Or I'm sorry,
Hope,
by
Hope Bundle. Ball now to Holman. She's at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side. Back out to Allie Vaughn at the top of the key. Back to Lydia Winning on the right wing. She'll dribble to the foul line. To Allie Vaughn. She'll dribble to the foul line to Macy Day. She'll kick it over to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman dribbles to the foul line out to Lydia Winning. Lydia makes
nice,
a drive.
Nice
goes
drive.
In.
Oh, wow.
And in. Nice move.
Nice
strong
move.
And kept her eye on the basket as she went up. Indians now lead by 3 with just over 4.5 minutes to go in the game, at least regulation. So Mackie with the ball again out near the volleyball line to Dahl on the left side. She dribbles down into the corner to, Wolford.
Good hustle over
and
there by...
Indians tire up. That is Lydia, I believe.
Yep, Lydia Winning.
Yep.
Jump ball.
And
does that stay with them?
I believe it stays with them, yes.
It's about 3 times in a row it stayed with them.
It seems like it. Lexi Dahl will pass it in for
Steele.
And Brenna Homan with a steal to Allie Vaughn. She'll bring it across center court. Drives down, backs it out to
good pass.
Lydia Winning at the top of the key. Dribbles in to Allie Vaughn on the right side. She'll dribble in, take a shot.
Has it blocked.
Yep.
But Hope Wendell's there to clean it up.
And Indians lead by 5, 21-16, 3:50 to go here in the contest. Mackey comes up.
Good hustle by the Indians by Allie.
Allie Vaughn with some good defense causes a double dribble for Mackey, who's normally a very
capable ball handler.
Yep. So Allie Vaughn will bring it in to Brenna Homan. Brenna comes across.
Indians got a 5-point lead here with 3 minutes to go.
Yep. About 3.5. So it's Winning in the left corner. Inside to Allie Vaughn. She'll take a dribble, go in. Does not go. Gets her own rebound. Out to Lydia Winning. Miss. Rebound. Fought for. And it is Hammonds for Crestview. Over to Mackey. Brings it across center court. Almost
tripped. Oh, she walked.
Finally did.
She drugged that pivot.
Yeah, she bounced her other foot 3 times and stayed, and then she did finally drag it. So it'll be Indians ball. And Allie Vaughn will get it into Brenna again. 3:16 left in the fourth period. Indians lead by 5. Each team with 3 fouls, so nobody really in foul trouble. So Brenna dribbles to the right side, and they call her for a travel. I didn't see that, but
looked like she got bombed.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a fairly decently officiated game, so we're not going to complain about anything.
Indians showing some pressure, and pass picked up by the Indians.
Yep.
Great hustle by the Indians.
Yep, and Hope Wendell with that gets to Brenna. Brenna into Macy
Day. Pass.
Oh! And Hope with a rebound. Up, no good.
But she gets fouled.
I like it.
Puts Hope on the line shooting 2.
I believe I've heard that Hope is a pretty good foul shooter.
Let's hope so.
So Indians with the JV team is, I believe, 5 or 6 freshmen and 2 sophomores. And they all dress varsity, so they'll all see a lot of action in over the season.
They all dress varsity?
Yes. Yes. Without them, the varsity would have, I think, 7. And, of course, they're counting on Kiara Kiki to do quite a bit coming off the bench for them. But all these other girls are very capable. And
up and in by Hope.
Yeah. So if any of them get a hot hand, we can be in pretty good shape with our freshman and sophomore JV players playing on varsity. So Hope gets the first one. Got the second one. Indians lead by 6 now with 2:56 in the fourth quarter. Don't make a liar out of me. I said she was a good foul shooter. It's up and it is in.
It's good.
That's 2 for 2. That's awesome.
Indians showing again full court pressure.
Yep. Hammonds. Oh,
stolen by.
Who was stolen by Fortcamp?
Yep.
And missed the shot, but
Indians come away with the ball, though.
Yeah,
that's the important thing.
Out near center court. So Jeff Vaughn is taking a 30-second timeout. We'll just take one with him. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back. Crestview, Ray Etzler Gymnasium.
Indians leading here 23-16 with 2:44 left in the JV contest.
Indians taking the ball out of bounds. Homan will trigger it in to nobody yet. And now out to Fortcamp. Dribbles to the foul line. Back to Homan on the left wing to Macy Day on the left wing. To Homan. She's out near center court, dribbling in. She dribbles inside. They're going to call a reach-in foul.
Get a reach.
I believe number 20, I believe, is Lexi Dole. I believe, yep, 20. Yep. So that'll be their fifth foul of the second half.
Really no harm there by the Knights because we just have to trigger the ball in from underneath the basket.
Yep. And Brenna brings it in again to Allie Vaughn. Nice play.
Nice
she misses
ball.
The layup, but gets her
Allie
rebound.
Got her own rebound, but then she fell down with the ball, so they called her for traveling. Yeah. Indians, again, still showing that full court pressure.
2:23 now. 7-point lead for the Indians, 23-16 here in the fourth quarter. Dahl dribbles into the left corner to
not good passing
Wolford
by the Knights here in the last couple of minutes.
Taken by the Indians. Allie Vaughn to Fortkamp on the left wing. Yeah, it's been pretty sloppy. I think they might be doing a little desperation down 7 points, and they're taking chances. Into Hope Wendell. She's going to make a move into the lane. Goes up. And a foul.
Gets fouled. Misses a shot, but gets fouled. She's going to step to the line, shoot two.
That's a pretty nice move. She tried to go right, and that got
stopped. Was double-teamed the whole time.
Yeah,
so
she came back to the left, and they fouled her. I think they know that she's pretty good inside there, and they need to deal with that. So I think the Indians are doing pretty well, and see if she can make a couple more. Indians lead by 7, minute 58 left in the fourth quarter. Next one's up and in. She's 3 for 3.
She kind of has a sideways spin on that on that free throw.
Yep. Whatever it is, it works.
It works.
She's been pretty deadly. 3 for 3 that I know. I don't believe she shot any in the first half. I'd say
that works.
Yeah.
That's 4 for 4. She's 4 for 4.
Kind of odd looking, but it's not Cliff's or Ross's foul shot, but so far she's a lot better than they were. I think they missed some. She hasn't missed one this year.
She's 4 for 4.
She hasn't missed one all year.
She's been awesome underneath.
Yes, she's been a force. She's doing very
great
well.
Great defense.
Yep. So Hammond,
there she is again, knocking the ball away.
Yep, she is on the floor, pushing it away. She is really working under there. So Crestview has it out to 24. Lizzie Bowen.
Another bad pass picked up by Brenna Homan.
Nice defense by the Indians. Minute 15 left.
Slow down, Allie.
Goes in. Homan with the ball. Dribbles in. Takes a shot.
Short.
No good. This is probably where Coach Vaughn wants them to just
they should have slowed
run some clock. But
slowed that down a little bit.
Yeah, but they were excited. They were having fun, and they probably should have just held on to it. But we're up 9 right now, 25-16 with just over a minute to play. So
great defense by the Indians.
Yeah.
Again, with that full court pressure, they finally get it across.
Yeah. Bowen dribbles in, kicks it out to Hammonds. Hammonds dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out.
3-point shot up.
No good.
Too strong.
Black misses. And Lydia winning with the rebound. 45 seconds left in the contest.
I think we just about got this in the bag.
I believe we do. And
going to call a foul.
It'll be their
12.
Seventh foul. It's Wolford. She's played a pretty good game. She's been in almost the entire game. The Crestview Knights have a pretty good JV team.
What have you heard about the varsity? Are they good?
I don't know anything about them except that it's Crestview, so they always have a good program. You don't know what players they have. But the Mandy Mackey, they list her at 5 feet. I think she's more like 4'10". She's handled the ball, and I'm not sure she's taken a shot, but she's a very good ball handler for the Crestview Knights. So is that Lydia shooting the foul shots there? She made the first one. So Indians lead by 10 with 41 seconds. Second one's up. It also is good.
And it's good. Indians lead by 11, 41 seconds.
Mackey has the ball. She'll bring it up. She's just a little creature, but, man, she is just a very good ball handler. I think she made one mistake the whole game. Shot up, rebounded by Hope Wendell.
They called 32 for a foul. So they'll be shooting a one and
yep.
Tobin will be or Wendell will be shooting a one and one.
So it looks like right now the Indians are in pretty good shape here.
I would say
so. Leading by 11 with 26 seconds to go. I don't believe this one can get away from them. And Hope Wendell.
Let's see how she does.
She's 4-for-4.
Yep. Balls up.
Good.
That one is nothing but net.
Definitely not Ross's shot. I hope he's listening.
Here she goes.
Say she's
6-for-6.
Yep.
She sure is. 6-for-6 from the free throw line.
25 seconds to go. Mackey with the ball for the Knights. She'll bring it up to left wing into Grace. Out to Black. She'll throw up a three, and that goes in, and it's 29-19. Lead down to 10. Indians have the ball.
About 5 seconds to go. Macy's in no big hurry to bring the ball up.
She's just dribbling around, and
that's going to end it. It's a good way to start the season with a big win.
Yep.
So 29-19, they definitely loosened up after that first half.
Yes. And
both teams did. Yeah,
yes. And I believe I can see from here that Hope Wendell had 12 points. Six of those were, they just took, they just cleared the board. Whoever was the next one had six, but
they cleared that pretty quick.
Yeah, 6 seconds after the game was over, they cleared the players' scores and everything. So we've got a 20-minute break here. Do you want to recap anything here? I think for the JV game, it's just Indians won by 10. I believe it's 29-19. They cleared the scoreboards completely, but I believe it's 29-19. We looked pretty good, as you alluded to there. We were both teams were a little hesitant, a little shaky in the first half.
I think really what helped or what seemed to help was that full court pressure by the Indians, I think, kind of rattled a little bit Crestview. Yep. And that's when they started making some ill-advised passes.
Yeah.
Seemed to get them, like I said, a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah.
They were having a little bit of trouble getting the ball up the floor. And, again, just not the best passing.
Yeah.
And the Indians, just quick hands, quick feet, picked up a lot of loose balls and got some easy points.
Yep.
And that kind of stretched that lead out in the second half.
And one of the things that you were talking about the press, it'd been nice to be able to put that on earlier, but we weren't making any baskets, so we could set up the press. Once we've taken some baskets, we could get that press going. The sound system here is probably drowning us out. Again, the Indians in the JV contest win 29-19. They were down pretty much the whole game until Kiara Wendell came in. I'm not saying she did everything, but in the third quarter, she played that third quarter, and that's when we started making some shots and were able to put the press on and did a lot more stuff, and we gained confidence as the game went on. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in just a little bit. We're going to get you a little information on some of the things and some music, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Santa is going to take time out of his busy schedule to visit with the kids of Fort Recovery at the library on Tuesday, December 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Santa's visit is sponsored by the Friends of the Library. Don't miss out on your chance to meet Santa this year and bring your smartphone and take your picture with Santa. Santa at your library on Tuesday evening, December 5th.